This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast on Market Beastie Talk powered by Money Control. Well, today I have with me a very special guest, Sanjeev Jain, who is VP Equity Research at Sanas Capital India. Well, welcome to the podcast, Sanjeev.
Thanks, Anand, for having me in the podcast.
Right, Sanjeev. Today we're going to be discussing a very important topic and a stock that is Yes Bank, which was listed on bourses back in 2005 with a modest premium and was started to become the next HDFC bank. Now, it touched a high of 404 on 20th August 2018, but since then it has been heading south. Now, today, Yes Bank became a single-digit stock, a black day for shareholders and depositors of Yes Bank. Now, my question to you is that Yes Bank is complete no, even from a trading perspective, but what is the way out for shareholders who might have get stuck in the stock because of any liquidity issue?
Yes, Anand, there is a liquidity concern in the stock. I think there is nothing in the Yes Bank, as it is very clear that RBI imposed ban for withdrawing money beyond rupees 50,000 in a month.
Right.
From there, it indicates that there can be big hidden problem in the bank. Problem could be like capital crunch, big dent in its loan book like NPA problem, or perhaps RBI is somewhere smelling for imminent big problem. So the big question is why I will stay invested this kind of companies and or bank where problem is clearly visible or there is no earning.
Right.
So RBI ban means there is no business at least a month. So better to stay away such kind of companies. But yes, there is a liquidity issue. So, but I am sure going forward, investor and trader will get the opportunity in the market to exit, and that will be the right time to exit.
Right. In fact, my next question to you is that what does the history suggest about such stocks? You know, we've already seen case of Jet Airways as well as, you know, Kingfisher going down in the recent past.
Alan, my answer in your question itself. If we will go into the past, what happened about Jet Airways? What happened about Kingfisher and the company, similar company like this?
Right.
So the kind of business, similar kind of problem I'm seeing in the Yes Bank, where they are as per their nature of business. And every day news were flashing that some investor will come and rescue, but nothing had happened and no one has come.
Right.
Sabji Wala, every single day, next Sabji Wala comes that I will buy Yes Bank. So there is a, you know, there is a ridiculous matter what going on. So now, today, yesterday, RBI has taken a serious issue and serious step.
Right.
So at the end of the day, what happened? Business stopped. If we will go in the past like Jet Airways, Kingfisher, what happened? Every day investor will come, I will buy, but no one has come.
Right.
And ultimately, at the end of the day, business stopped. So I don't think there is a value in Yes Bank price currently. But yes, it is the bank. So definitely government or RBI will try to rescue at any cost because if something went wrong, many other related business with the bank will have huge impact. So I don't think RBI or the government will leave the bank very easily. So definitely some rescue measure will come out. And on the stock to value point of view, it is too early to say. Let's wait for the deal, if any, and the automatic exit value will come out. So I think it is too early to say about the value of the stock.
Right. Very important point covered by Sanjeev here, right? At this point in time, the valuation concern is not relevant and we just have to stay away from the stock at this point in time. Now, the next question you know, to you is that was the stock giving any signs that it was heading for destruction, you know, and what are the signs, either it could be in the nature of technical or fundamental, which investors or traders should keep in mind while taking a risk in investing money in such names?
Anand, to be very frank, the Yes Bank fundamental is not at all good. And on the management level, we have been in past, there is long problem in the past going on.
Right.
So I don't like companies, especially I don't like the companies where the management problem, where there is a corporate governance issue.
Right.
So I never invest on the company where the problem like this persists. And technically also there is no sign of revival and no chart is also not permitting us to invest on the Yes Bank.
Right.
So there is a techno funda issue. So definitely I will stay away and I will suggest my investor to stay away from the stock. I will invest my hard and fast money on the companies such like this such kind of companies. I will invest my money where the fundamental good quality companies and where the management was sound.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in that case, I think you highlighted a very important point. In fact, investors should get out from any stock which are showing any sort of corporate governance issues. In fact, as you rightly said, even technicals were not permitting us, you know, or permitting traders to sort of buy the stock or even as a trading play as well, because it has been falling for quite some time. Well, any other point which you'd like to add to the podcast, Sanjeev, before we close it?
Anand, in one word, I will you know, inform our investor via this podcast.
Right.
He always respect your money first, because it is hard and fast money.
Right.
So don't go by the, you know, price fall or price up. Mm-hmm. See the value, see the business, see the management quality,
right,
and then only invest your hard and fast money on the company. And this is my overall suggestion to my investor.
Right. Well, thank you, Sanjeev, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of a very special podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Well, thank you, Sanjeev, for your time.